This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Friday, July 26th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host today. This is Friday, and we know that usually every 2 weeks, bi-weekly, we have our guest, Unique. Unique and Keeping It Real. Today is Keeping It Real Friday, where we discuss, where we interrogate Unique and her relationships and have her give advice on what should be happening in the Bahamas, right? But Unique is late. Unique is late, and that's why I'm starting late, and I want to apologize for my late start. But I will start the conversation without her and basically set up the questioning so everyone can know what we are talking about. See, actually, I got sent a whole list of things. Today's topic is what is important in a relationship and does size really matter, right? It's a strange conversation because I started interrogating her and said, what do you mean by size really matter? You know, then she'd gone in detail because she smiled at me and said, you know, size of a man's wallet, size of a man's heart, and then size. So I stared blankly at her, no, size. And she looked at me again and said, yes, size. And said, man, you're young people differenter. Because I'm a man over mid-age now, kind of oldish. And size ain't important to me, but then I ain't no woman. So that is what our conversation is about. And she had a whole list of things, she said, during her stages of life, right? Because she's catching me up in age, that when she's at a particular age, her priorities were different. And I want to know if that's for all women, if that's something that all women go through. And that's why I wanted to interrogate. So actually, I could need some women to call today. And the numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And of course, calling from the family island is 242-300-5720. And if you're texting, and we have a number of texts already regarding the topic, you can always text us at 422-4796. So as I was prepping for the show, trying to get the politically correct terminology on what to use about size, if size does matter for women, is it important for women to have a particular size? But see, I'm still trying to get the right verbiage on this radio today. I had to go and ask, women do I know? And I was told that when they started dating, so I said, this must be a woman thing then, because I didn't know. When they started dating, the idea of size was important to them because of their ego. I know men have egos. I didn't necessarily understand or appreciate that women have egos. And as they try to find themselves, that they go to satisfy themselves. So when they reach about 35, 40, a woman of a certain age, I call that a matured woman, when they start to nest, maybe, is that the right word? It's transitioned to a size of their mate's wallet. Yesterday, I was talking to a gentleman as I wait on to pay insurance for my father, right? His insurance. The gentleman was talking about he was dating or he went out for the first date with this young lady, attractive lady. In fact, he was behind me on the line. And you know, when men come together, they vent. So we on the line long at this insurance place on Collins Avenue. And he started to vent that he went on a date yesterday. And during the whole date, the woman's on her phone. He didn't mind too much, you know, because he had his phone too. And they eating and they talking. But he just saw that she was on her phone just longer than he anticipated. So the date was going fine. You know, there's touchy-feely on the date. And he said he's just trying to connect, ask her questions. But at the end of the date, when it's time to drop her home, the young lady said, "You know what, I like you. But I need $400 for my rent, right? I'm trying to see how serious you is, if you actually like me, if you're going to pursue this relationship seriously." So he was kind of perturbed about that. He said, "Mommy, this is our first date. This is our first date, and you asking me for money, and not just no small money, but his week paycheck one time." And of course, there was a exchange when he said, "If you want to date a caliber woman like me, you know, well sought out, attractive, right, to keep my attention, for me to stay faithful to you, for me to be committed to you, you must show your interest. You must show the size of your wallet." And I sat there, right? And I had this, I was sitting, standing and lying and laughing at him. I said, "Boy, you was a goon. She got your number. Did she get the money?" Of course, he gave the money to her. No, he did give her the money. And I was listening and said, "Boy, I don't know if I could have done that on my first date to give a lady who I'm attracted to, the lady who I'm pursuing, a donation toward her rent." So apparently she was short, right? I felt some type of way, and I was saying, as the older gentleman on the line, I said, "Man, I got to give you advice. You look but 27. You can't be giving woman money like that beforehand," right? Then I considered my own relationship, right? Dating, about 27-ish, if when I was at that age. Dating, about 19-ish. What was it that made me attractive to a woman? You know, anyone have seen me, you can see that I'm actually handsome. You know, I'm not regular handsome. I mean, handsome. You know, could be a model. In fact, I used to be a model on The Punch on page 27, but that's years ago. If you have a flashback, you could go and look at one old Punch. You might see me there. But anyway, and I wonder what made me attractive in matter of size. Right? I had much money, right? I was working on the front desk. I already had limited money, right, at that age. And I had one or two people who found me attractive, and I wanted to know what type of size they were looking at, right? But I have some text here, so I can read a text. One text saying, Grand Rise, and I'm listening to you, your show right now. And she's a matured lady, she said, and she does not care for sex at all at this age. So I want to know, if you reach about circa 45, circa 54, right? And we're talking about what is attractive to you for a man. And in contrast to when you were 19, when you first started dating, when you first started being intimate with your partner, right? Where you mention that size matters, right? What exactly was made your significant other attractive? At age, my wife said at age 45, 50 plus, that you want security. That she needs security, she needs affection. And I'm trying to say, is it affection, the big time affection, to makes a woman swoon? Does that make a woman swoon when you show that affection? Or is it that I have more, because I'm now mature, right, making a certain amount of money, that I'm able to take care of her needs, say, well, my husband can facilitate whatever I need. If we need to go out, it's a security. What is it that makes one more attractive? Right? See, we get a phone call here. Let's put that caller through right now. Go ahead, caller. How you doing,
sir? Good morning, Mr. Neary.
How you doing? How you doing?
I am fine. So, and yes, you are correct. You are immortal. I've seen you.
You've seen me in the punch, right? Like a couple
of
years ago.
No, not the punch. I don't think I could see that again. No. That's not good for viewing.
No, page 23?
You know, I done got four eyes. That was a bit much for me to see.
Okay, no problem. Go ahead.
Yeah. But I've seen you in person recently.
Okay.
And yeah, you are immortal.
Thank you very much.
Yes. You know, but for me, I security and affection is what I look for, but more affection than anything else. Because, you know, security, I think I have that far down, but I can't stand someone that is rude, obnoxious, and disrespectful. So respect is a big thing for me. So that's what I look for.
So let me ask you this. I'm still waiting on my guest, Yerenique, who is a part of Keeping It Real Fridays biweekly show, right? On Guardian Radio AM. When you were 19, you started dating, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was told, and like I said, I was doing some investigation on for this topic, that when you talk to your girl pals and they brag about one of their boyfriends, say, my boyfriend is endowed, did that pique your interest to say, but I won't see?
No, actually. No. I was one of those withdrawn and more introvert type person. You know, I wasn't out there, and those things never excite me, or I was never curious. But even back then, for me, it would have been, I would have to see you in person and talk to you to get a feel for what it is that would satisfy me with you. You know, I'm not one of those who are curious about things like that. That part didn't matter, because if you were new and into that, you wouldn't know the difference.
You wouldn't know the difference?
No, because if you're not used to different sizes of endowment, then you would just be satisfied whatever you get.
Is there such a thing as too small?
For a new person in it, no. But for somebody who has been there, done that, sizes would probably matter, because one size would probably satisfy you more than the other. Depend. Now, the size don't really matter if you know how to use your tool.
I hear you. So when
you know how to use it, it size don't matter, in my view.
So when you hit about 30 and you started dating at that age, what did you look for in a man?
Security.
What do you mean by security? At 30, I barely was working. I just got a good job, right? I could date and take you out. What do you mean by security at 30 years old?
Stability and security. I wanted someone who I felt like I could now take that lifetime journey with, for one, and that you don't need to take care of me, but you can be there as a support to help us to grow. So I was then looking for a us, not a me.
He was looking for us, you and me joined together, marching towards.
Yes.
So now you are a woman at a certain age, right? You're already settled, right? Has your outlook on terms of dating, what you need to keep you happy with your man, change?
A little more now, because I am finished with the us part that didn't work. So I am now where I am. I'm looking for my satisfaction now. I'm in it for me.
You're in it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Expand on that. What do you mean by in it
for above
you?
I'm above the 50 where the rest of that, No. This is my time to do me. So I am now doing a me.
And I can understand that, no. I find that men, because I had a friend who wife had transitioned recently. And within a year or two, right, he already had a girlfriend or woman friend, right? Ready was doing dolly house, woman was taking care of him. I find that men can't be alone. But I find that women after a certain age, after 50, I say, man, I ain't want no more man. They're quite content. Exactly. But why is that?
I guess we've been there, done that. So I guess for most of us, we learn to be satisfied with what we have. So if we have someone, we're okay with that. If we don't, it doesn't really matter. Because, you know, the intimacy part, for some of us, like I say, ain't really a big deal anymore. We've already done our sampling. So, you know, what's missing? Nothing. And then, you know, with technology these days, hello.
I find that a number of Bahamian women are using technology to be happy nowadays.
Yeah, why not?
Lord have mercy.
It's safer.
Yes.
It's safer, and then like that, you're not going to run the risk of getting in any, you say and I say, with some young, underage person who wants to attack you mm-hmm. for somebody that is twice their age, you know, and all this. You need all of that nonsense. That's just too much, you know. Let me go make some money and let me be me.
I hear you. Mm-hmm. And before you go, would you recommend a young woman, well, you're a matured woman now, to invest in technology before they start dating?
No. I would think you should go through that first phase, and you know, even one or two phases, one or two different things to try and learn some stuff and figure out some stuff for yourself and find what satisfies you. Now, once you find what satisfies you, you don't want to go there first and then later on you're not pleased with whatever else you get as you go along. No. Learn some stuff first. Get some experience first. See what makes you happy, what tickles your fancy, for lack of a better word, and then go from there.
I can let you go now, but I can ask you this last question. As a woman post-50, and you, or would you endorse or support a woman dating two men?
The hell no. Sorry. Didn't mean to use that word, but no.
I could date two women.
No.
You believe women can't date two men? Say, well,
No. That's too much mixed up. See, that's two chefs in one kitchen cooking the same pot. That's not going to work.
What if you have an assembly line?
Your rice comes out soggy. No, sir.
Your rice has come out soggy. I appreciate that.
Yeah, your rice comes out soggy.
Thank you very much for your call. The rice is come out soggy. Is that another telephone call, a producer? Or we could go, I could continue. Yeah, this one? Go ahead, caller. Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello.
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Nui, you have to be audacious here. You know, I have been by some years, right? But what you have to realize is the young generation has changed. And so you talk about technology, right? And it's a two-way-edged sword with the technology, but nothing beats a real live man. So they could debate all you want because, you know, in my past, I've come across lesbians and I've had, you know, encounters with them. And so they know that nothing really beats a real live man. For some reason, whether they hate us or not, something that's throbbing and alive is better. So size matter, but remember, it's a two-way street. So with the men, we know that size matter, even with the females, and even with us, it matters. So me, I'm not a weak heart, but for some reason, you know, I have three children. You know, I have a two-year-old, right? I see it.
As a matured man with a two-year-old, I'm impressed.
Awake. So what I'm saying is, I never had I just couldn't build up my nerve to go watch. None of my baby mothers have children. I just couldn't look at it for some reason. Hello.
I'm here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I couldn't see it. I just didn't want to see it. But with them, you know, about young female friends, like, you know, and they would really be fascinated by size, length or whatever. But you know, I think size does matter somewhat when you really, to be honest, and they would admit that because I've seen the little fascination, you know, even when they had a hernia the other day, one of them was saying, well, what that is in my pants, but it really was the hernia, but, you know, it's still like, most women wouldn't deny, but the elderly lady would really paint a picture that they show you the re-engineering of the female because people of her age, and, you know, when they were growing up, it was different, so young girls, you can meet a girl 20, 30, then probably add more men than a 70-year-old or a 60-year-old because the teens are different. And so you get a little picture now, like when you go, like, you know, years ago, you would see the young girls, they're comfortable with dating here and dating there for some reason. And so they, I guess maybe that's the quality of the social adventure, and then they eventually find the right person.
52, before you go, let me ask you this question. I want two questions, actually. Would you judge a woman who had more than two handful of partners?
Two handful? That's not a lot. I mean, because I know some young girls, me personally, man, I know you. I know someone who, man, the things what I've seen, this is what prepared me. So I'm not really lucky. If like at my age, if I was to meet a young person, let's say 20 to 40 or 30 something, I really wouldn't expect no faithfulness out of her. But I would say, well, 10, I mean, a certain amount, according to how they act, you know, because I don't think they'll be honest with the amount of numbers, but, you know, I would kind of, but it's according to their behavior and my encounters with them. But some of them don't see anything wrong with that because they, like they say in exchange, don't mean no robbery. And so the music and just the social arena in itself allows and promotes a promiscuity. And that's just the way it is.
Let me ask the second question.
It's a danger zone.
Let me ask my second question. Have you used technology dating?
Technology for what?
Make sure you happy.
No, man, I don't use no technology. I have two aunts and I have something in my pants. So you just, see, I look, even like when I watch in X-rated movies with my fiance and people, I look at a lot of men. Some of them really, you know, you have to be physically. So even a guy with a big belly, he mightn't believe that takes away from something. You have to be physical and you have to really show, I don't know. Some people just know what it takes. I look at them and even the motion and just the physical strength and just girls are even attracted to like your muscles in your stomach and just physical attraction, but you have to perform in order to satisfy. I ain't one of the persons, like, I'm not a selfish person, so if I encountering a woman, I would try to satisfy her versus her satisfying me, and you understand me. That's just the way it is.
I appreciate you, 52.
Yeah, man, respect, yeah.
I was told that when you're weak in the waist, you must be strong in the face. Let's go to the next caller there. Go ahead, caller, can you hear me?
C.A.
This is C.C.
C.A.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you say when you want to get to know the person, if you want get to, place. I got to get to know your parents, them who's your parents. I want to know a little bit your background. And if you're working and you get friends, I could do a little investigation. Maybe ask some of your friends, them, what type of person Mary is or what it's worth. But likewise, she could do the same thing. Don't ask me for money on first sight. Don't ask me to bring no lunch on first sight. They're little red flags. Let me do the what I can do. You understand me?
So if you're dating a lady, say it's new in the relationship, 3 weeks, right? She's getting to know her. You're being out 2-3 times. And she said, man, I'm hungry. I'm at work and I'm hungry. You don't think you should bring in some lunch?
Okay. Now, that one, I can understand that. I can understand that. Yeah. But don't just, man, go buy me one chicken. Man, go buy me one dip. I don't play that game. I for real.
You don't buy no chicken.
And if you ain't, and just say you don't know what type of job I get. I'm not going to tell you really the kind of job that I get. I may tell you as a fisherman or some other low-hanging fruit job to see where you is and what and stuff like that. Because, see, you got to, these days, you got to understand what a man or a woman looking for. If they looking for security or they looking for this person coming with a bag of money or stuff like that. You see? And I look for godly principle. I want to see some principle, some godly principle inside this person.
So you want a Christian woman when you're dating?
I want to see the same thing.
You want a Christian woman?
Well, she don't have to be a Christian, but she have good godly principle, because you find some people who say they're Christian. When you get to know them, you got to say, well, Jesus, I didn't know you was like this woman. You in church every Sunday, and I didn't know you was like this. So you have some principle about yourself. Know how to dress in the street. Know you're not overpowered talking to me. You're not loud stuff like that. You know, so, you see, and this is what caused the problem when you really get into that relationship. You see?
Okay.
That's the reason why the Bible tells you, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. Because this is somebody who now you making your future with. You see? So you making your future with this person together, family together, and stuff like that. So you don't want to get inside the house and every minute she sleep in one part of the room, you sleep in the next part of the room. Come on. You see?
I appreciate you, caller. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thanks. I have some text here that says, it's trash out here, bro. Single moms with drama who ready to settle down and young bops, and others who just ready to settle down at 40. Are we seeing a proliferation of women at 40 years old who being wild when they're in their 20s and their 30s trying to settle down at age 40? Is that what is happening? I have another text here. It says, where's that again? Looking for that text where I was reading earlier. Gone. So CA, let me educate you on the anatomy of female relationships. When women are young, they desire sex and things. Not necessarily money. But when they become older, they ensure that they get pregnant and have a child so they don't, so that they cannot be alone. They crave companionship in their old age, and men allow them to accomplish that by giving them children. I would advise men to stop. So this texter is saying that women them have a plan. When they're young, they craving things. But when they get a certain age, they want to secure their lineage. I thought men secure their lineage. They want to secure their lineage by having a child so the child can take care of them in their old age. And that they just seek out any man to make sure that happens. I'm not necessarily sure that's true. Right? So, a great show as usual. Some women have 7 children. Then they decide to settle down. Is that true? Are these women with multiple children, especially with multiple baby daddies, trying to settle down and find a good man at 40, 50, and they expect the man to be chaste and not running around and just be faithful to them and take care of them and their children? Not in the Bahamas, man. Producer Patrick, I'll call her through for me, please. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, man? Go ahead.
The other day.
Yeah, man, go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying that the lady was on. She made some good points. She's from old school. I would love you to invite her on your show, talk more.
Well, yeah, but go ahead.
Huh?
Yeah, man, go ahead.
Well, basically, are you talking about dating or dating online or what?
We are talking about the size matter. Size of one's wallet, size of one's anatomy, size of one's heart.
Well, I've dated online when I first started the internet. That's a long time ago, in the 90s. And my biggest mistake in dating online was dating someone from the Philippines, knowing that their money or currency are very low. What turns me off when she says, set up, she needs money. And I don't do that online. I don't do the lying thing. I know a lot of people do that. I got broken hearted from that. That's a different story. But when I don't send money online, she got mad. Never talk again. She said, don't worry. I just buy a car. You can send it back to your currency. It's very low. You know what I'm saying?
So you were dating online.
Yeah.
And you had a relationship. And you're
what a relationship? What's the best option online? Yeah, relationship online. Yeah.
And your relationship partner asked you to send a donation because of a relationship.
Not donation. She wanted me to send money.
And the donation of money,
and you
decided to say, man, even though we are going steady and you're my woman online, I'm not going to send you any money.
No.
You say
I
that.
I don't do the money thing online.
So you wanted the free relationship online.
Well yeah, but then, we would have met, and maybe if it's Scotch, we would have got married. But then again, I realized that was too far anyway, so. So I started to date locally online, like maybe transferred in the Bahamas.
So you was dating locally online, and the Bahamian girls who you dating locally online never asked you for any money.
No man, no man. They were pretty decent young ladies. One was for one of the family, two was one of the family, so we don't mention the family. And one of two, there was from New Providence, but a little while from New Providence, though.
So how does one date online?
How do one what?
Date online.
Well, different people have different scope. And my concept was that meet people based on friendship. And wherever it goes from there, it goes. Now, some people actually look for that intimate relationship online, which is more dangerous. And a lot of women get trapped into that, based on my experience in the past. A lot of women get trapped. You could trap so many women online. I know one lady, this guy from Africa. She sent this guy from Africa $3,000. And after that, she never see him again.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's interesting. You should do a show on it, though.
Dating online?
No, show up the experience on it. Because a lot of people still selling money. A lot of people still getting trapped online.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
I love that. Personally, I believe if you are dating someone online, you could send them some money. If they entertaining you online and fulfilling your needs that you want, and they say, man, I need a donation, you're supposed to donate. They can't have fun online and have tickets free. They're using their time and energy and video, right? Anyway, we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. Just keeping it real with Unique. Unique is absent, so we'll continue this conversation again next week when she's available. But we'll continue this conversation after this break.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM for smart talk all day.
The Guardian Media Group has your ticket to Paris.
On your marks, get set.
Join the Guardian Media Group, Star 106 Hits, Guardian Radio 96.9, and Hot 91 FM. And follow Team Bahamas from Paradise to Paris. Live comprehensive updates on Team Bahamas every day during the 2024 Summer Olympics. We are your ticket to Paris. Nassau Guardian Sports Editor Sheldon Longley will be trackside, bringing you closest to our athletes in their quest for gold. From Paradise to Paris. 2024 Summer Olympics. Live updates brought to you by gold sponsors, the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism, Jimmy Wines and Spirits, distributors of Refreshing Sands Beer, silver sponsor Executive Motors, and the bronze sponsors Hertz Rent-A-Car, Nagico Insurance, Bay Street Garage, Nassau Motors, your Chevy and Honda dealers, and New Life Natural. Let the games begin.
That was a fantastic last leg by Ramon Miller of the Bahamas.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Planning a trip to the beautiful Bahamas? Look no further than Hertz Car Rental. With convenient locations in Nassau and Freeport, Grand Bahama, we are here to get you there. Whether you're exploring the vibrant streets and sights of Nassau or soaking up the sun in Freeport, Hertz has the perfect ride for your adventure. Book at our Freeport location at 352-3297 or Nassau location at 377-8684 or visit our website at hertzbahamas.com. All major credit cards accepted. Hertz Car Rental. Your journey starts with us.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. This is C.A. Nuri. Today, we usually be keeping it real with Unique. Unique is absent today, but we'll continue our conversation. And the conversation is, does size matter, right? Size of one's anatomy, size of one's wallet, size of one's love. I have some text who's saying that dating should not be free, right? You're supposed to reciprocate. If I'm spending my time with you, you need to spend money on me, right? And I don't necessarily have any problem with that, right? If you have a good woman, you buy her gifts, right? But we have another caller here. Let's pass the caller through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, CEO, boy, you're doing it good. You're keeping it real.
Trying my best to keep it real. Go
ahead. Well, let me tell you, I was a ham radio operator, and I had a relationship with KT5Y. Her father, she invented the little arcade games. She was living in Macon, Missouri. We had a good thing going on. Until he found out that, well, I'm a black man and she's a white woman, and all of a sudden that cut off. But anyway, I had some online relationship. And you've heard of MRIC, the actual web experience that you could use. Some Filipinos, and there was a Chinese young lady, because I was really into tech savvy from that time. And the Chinese lady, her husband ran away because he was on the boat. So he was gone for like 6 months. So we did everything online. Everything you could imagine was done online. Then the Filipino lady, she was a good seamstress, and she made clothing and whatnot. She sent me clothes. I sent her money. And the biggest mistake I made, I went and took a picture in front of the hotel and told her the hotel is my hotel. phones just came around that time. She gave me a phone call and says, I'm in Nassau. I'm at the airport. Come pick me up. Man, I go on to the airport, a whole family at the airport, the whole family. And the thing is, she had a sister along with her that I said, well, my damn, why couldn't have been her? And I, you know, spent some time with them. But after they gone back, boy, I forget about the whole thing. I started dealing with real people, man. Yeah, so I had my share. I had my online dating could be really, really intriguing.
You enjoyed yourself while you were?
Of course, man. What do you mean? that was a real person. She lives in Dalian, right on the coast there in China.
But question, you have no problem sponsoring a online girlfriend, right?
To say, hey, no, man.
You, I like you. You entertaining me. Therefore, I'll send you a couple of dollars to make sure.
Man, I look here. Yes, of course not, man. What you mean?
No, I have no problem with it. I see no reason if that's what rocks your boat.
After I got married, you know, you have to drop that.
Yeah. So, but what about technology? You use technology.
Man, I don't need that now.
Not now.
No, but I spend a lot of my time. Oh, technology as in trading? Yes.
I mean, technology in your relationship.
I don't have none like that, man. I'm staging away. I'm looking for that. I think I had enough fun in my life now for more than one person.
I'm glad you had fun.
Yeah, man.
But would you encourage a young man to use technology in their relationship?
When you say use technology, you got to define that, because I don't clearly understand what you mean by technology.
Any gadget that can...
Oh, no, tools.
Oh, it's called tools.
No. For what?
To increase the enjoyment.
No, I won't. I won't feel you, smell you, can't do much with that. But I did know I bought one of them for a young lady, and she had fun. The biggest mistake you could make is to buy something bigger than yours for somebody, because you finish.
You finish after that.
Well, you know, you don't have to be finished. You could always make it up. But I'm just saying, she would fall in love with that.
So you, whenever you're buying your toys, you buy it small.
You see, are you crazy?
I go by what you say.
But that's exactly what you should do.
Yes. I appreciate you telling me that, just in case I go in the market and buy. And
get out of here. You want me to tell you where to go for it?
No. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right.
A lot of mercy. Ali, size does matter, especially when you buy technology, they said. Don't laugh. I'm just letting you know, when you go and buy your things, the caller said you have to buy it smaller. He has a phone number, too, if you know. You're interested, Ali? Okay, no, continue. So the conversation is about whether size is important. We put a position that when you're young, especially with dealing with women, size is important. I'm not sure if none of the men mentioned whether size for them is important in terms of dating a woman. Can they say, well, I'm not enjoying this, This is not me. That this is just different. It seems like women at an early age. I'm not sure if at a matured age, if they still are interested in particular, in a particular item size. But we do have a lot of women purchasing technology. And a number of people saying when they do purchase technology, they ain't going small. They ain't going small. So I don't know what to say. I do not know what to say. And this is a time where I would need a female co-host. So I could interrogate and say, man, is this enough? What is not enough? Insufficient, right? When can I say, no, you need to go back to the drawing board because this ain't happening. I am frustrated. Can a woman tell her significant other that she is frustrated, that they need more, right? I just don't know. How do you bring that up in a conversation with your man? Say, man, I love you. I mean, I care for you. But this, which you have right here, just ain't working. Would a man appreciate a woman being honest with him and say, hey, this what you need to do more. You need to do more. Can a woman be satisfied only with what the man can provide? He's taking care of her and say, okay, all of that young, girlish desire thing is finished. I have a man now who takes care of me. He provides everything, so therefore I can be content with having less. Do women conclude to that significant? Or they step out? Or they say, man, I need a financer. You know, I need another one to take care of another need. Or it's all about age. Anyway, it's now 11:59. Right? This has been Guardian Radio AM. This would have been Keeping It Real with Unique. I'm going to reach out to Unique to see where she is. Perhaps we'll continue this conversation again next week. But anyway, have a wonderful day.